The 350. Here's Burley Boy. Elsini and Super Yulong down the outside from Insaf. And now Cherry Tortoni's winding up as they reach the 200. Super Yulong, Elsini with on the outer. Cherry Tortoni. Cherry Tortoni makes a line of three and goes on by. Johnny Get Angry runs on late. But Cherry Tortoni up to Elsini just in front. And just one. Cherry Tortoni from Elsini, who was dogged in second.
Well, Elsini wouldn't lie down. Cherry Tortoni went toe-to-toe to the line with him, and he was able to prevail for his third win from three starts. And his trainer, Paddy Payne, joins us this morning. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Warren.
How'd you mark his performance yesterday?
Pretty good. He wasn't that dominant, but he sort of loomed up, and he put the race away pretty quick. But the second horse kept him really honest, and he looked like he probably had enough on the line. But he was giving the other horse 4.5 kilos.
In preparation, as you said, he gave him weight, and he's just in his first prep and now out to 1,600 metres. What do you do with him in the short term?
Freshen up, and then we'll sort of map out a spring plan for him. Like Sandy Tate, when he first sent him down like a year ago, he thought he might be a Derby horse, so we'll sort of head down that path. But as you know, you have to be very open-minded.
Very different style of horse to Rubisaki, who mapped out a different program last year and competed in the same race. How do you, what are your plans at this stage with Rubisaki?
So she'll probably run first up in the Cochram and then the Silver and Golden Eagle. The Everest has been mentioned, but that's still a long way off.
Had a great association with the Tate and Iverson family through Tie the Knot and the colours that we saw Cherry Tortoni race in. You're not the most sentimental type of person, but is it in some way rewarding and knowing that you had such a great association with Tie the Knot and having a good horse to race for the similar connections in the same colours?
It is, and Sandy Tate's really good to deal with. Like, he's an extremely loyal sort of person. Like, things haven't always gone that well. Like, the first time I rode Tie the Knot, I just made a mess of it in the Turnbull and had no luck. And I think that gave me a bit of a year spell, and riding Tie the Knot, he's a really good horse to be as well. And also, like Sandy Tate, he sent down some horses when Guy Walter passed away. He sent down a horse called Zambar, and I made a mess of her too. And once again, Sandy Tate gave me a year off, and then he started sending horses again. So he's an extremely loyal sort of person. So I'm not saying not sentimental, but it is very rewarding, and it's very enjoyable working with him.
Feature jumps racing at Warrnambool today. You're saddling up Longclaw, Killarney Kid and Michelin. What's your expectation today at the Bull?
No, I look through the rose-coloured glass. They're all in great order. Like, looks a really suitable race for Longclaw, and he's training really well. Killarney Kid is just an absolute Trojan. He's just the nicest horse to deal with, and he seems to only have. He's an older horse now. He seems to only have really good three good runs in him. So we've sort of kept him a little bit back. So, I think he's going to this race in great order. Like, as I said, he's got three good runs in him. Hopefully, this is the first of those. So let's see how he goes really well today. Michelin, he's a tricky horse to ride, but I think the Warrnambool up over the hill will suit him and the steeples. He's running out of his handicap, which is not ideal, but he is still like the fresh horse on the scene, so let's hope he's coming to this race with fresh legs. And the other horses, I'm not saying they are, but hopefully they're coming towards the end of it.
Do you have a pick of them today, Paddy?
Oh, I just love a horse called Killarney Kid. He's just a Trojan. He'll do what he can for you. If he misses today, he'll pay you back in the future.
Race 4, number 3, Killarney Kid in the Lafferty Hurdle at Warrnambool. Well done yesterday, Paddy, and good luck today.
Thanks, Warren. Good luck.
Paddy Payne there, the trainer of Cherry Tortoni, one of the stars of Flemington yesterday. It's just gone 9 o'clock. We'll try and find Dean Lester. Brendan Delaney will join me shortly too.